this is the solar system, right? We have Saturn and Pluto.
Hey, have you seen my softball stuff?
Daddy!
Honey, you're eating Jupiter.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's got a crater in it now.
You know, you said you weren't going to be playing softball anymore.
No, this is my last year. We're going all the way. I'm going to be a winner.
You're asking a lot from a game.
Yeah, heedy-heedy ha-ha. Hi, I'm Ray, and I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah. She's great with the kids, the house, everything. Oh, I don't know how she does it. We've got a daughter, Allie, and twin two-year-old boys. It's not really about the kids. My parents live across the street. That's right. And my brother lives with them. Now, not every family would go by on a conveyor belt for you, but mine would, because...
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Okay, see this radish? That's going to be Mars. That's Earth's next-door neighbor here.
Hey, Deborah, I got to use your dryer. Ours is out of whack, and I got a handball game in 2 hours.
Yeah, but Frank, I have a whole...
I can't tell whether Marie washed these or if they're still damp from Tuesday's game.
Okay, so I'm sorry, honey. Now, where were we?
Right, hey, Deborah, look, do me a favor. I'm calling Channel 11. Ask the lady which Twilight Zone is on tonight.
Oh, Robert, no, why don't you ask her that? Come on.
She knows my voice.
I can't. Yeah, hello? Hello? Can you tell me which episode of
Twilight Zone
is on tonight, please? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Lady picks up a hitchhiker who turns out to be Death.
That's a great one. You know, you would think Death is a big guy, but he's a little guy. Genius.
My shorts are riding along with some of your fine washables. Hey, kids. Let me get a sniff.
No, Frank, not right now. I'm trying to get...
They're the fountain of youth. I'm sucking in that youth.
Please, Frank.
Oh, it's magic.
Frank, you're slobbering on them, okay?
Deborah, these potatoes are great.
Robert, those are for company tonight. Come on, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Your brother came over to find out what episode of Twilight Zone is on tonight.
Oh, which one?
Death the Hitchhiker.
Little guy?
You are?
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Little guy. Dad, what are you doing here?
He's waiting for his shorts to dry. His handball shorts are in our dryer,
Ray. Oh, okay, handball. All right. I was way off there.
Hi. Listen, I brought you some whole milk. I think you could use some calcium in this house.
What?
Oh, don't be alarmed, dear. It's just that when I was here this morning, the twins looked bow-legged.
Thank you, Ray, but we have milk.
No, I threw it out. It smelled questionable.
Marie, we don't need your milk, okay? And don't throw our milk. Where's my pot roast?
Oh, well, that's over at my house.
What? What's it doing over there?
Well, when I smelled it earlier, it definitely needed some work.
What?
See, I drained it, and I'm readjusting the spices.
What, you got it up on the lift over there, Mom?
Marie, I made that roast for company tonight.
But listen, call me later this afternoon. I'll let you know how it's going.
I don't need to go into my refrigerator.
All right, you know something?
No, I think it's time
we should... Maybe we should leave. Follow me.
Hey, what about my shorts?
Don't, Dad, nobody's going to touch them,
all right? Well, I'm just trying to help.
Help me now,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Robert, please, come on.
Right?
Yeah, you can have it.
Ray, am I a bad person?
No.
Because I am having some bad thoughts.
Well, they'll do that to you.
Oh, my God, I just can't take it anymore. Let's just move, huh?
Believe me, I would love to, okay? We can't right
now. When can we?
5 seconds after we can afford it.
I would never have thought that I would miss our little apartment in Queens.
Come on, that apartment was tiny and cramped and noisy.
Yeah, and your parents would only visit every other month.
I love that place.
I know. Remember, this had that little kitchenette.
Yeah. Remember the cozy little bedroom?
Yeah, and it had that cute little love seat.
Yeah.
Oh, why did we ever leave? You all done, Allie? Mommy will help you, okay? Yes. Oh, that looks nummy. Yeah.
Found it. Ha ha. Come on, it's my last year.
Yeah. Grab me the ice cream, will you?
Ice cream?
Yep.
We only got three more.
That's all right, I don't need a bowl.
We could just tie it around your neck and keep your hands free for cookies.
Okay. So, hey, tomorrow's a big sonogram. Gotta know everything.
No, no, I told you. I don't want to know what's in there besides the ice cream.
Okay, fine. I won't tell you, but I want to know this time.
My mother said you're having a boy. Okay, you're carrying low and your nose is bulbous.
You should be happy no matter what we have, Ray, okay? You shouldn't be rooting for a boy.
I'm not rooting. We have a girl, which is the greatest gift in the world. To want another one would be greedy.
Yeah. You're such a philanthropist, Ray.
That's me.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you mind if I hang around here for a while?
Oh, sure. You're always welcome here.
Tell you, Raymond, you got it all? Kid, one on the way. Love.
Oh, boy. You enjoying fighting again?
Again implies we stop. You know why she yelled at me today? I was playing ping pong during lunch.
What?
What's wrong with that?
I had fun without her.
You know, you two have to talk this stuff out.
I try. I'm very big on communication. I could talk a guy off a bridge when it comes to my wife. It's not even anything. One, one, come around, one.
All right, it's fair. Okay, Rob, it's fair.
All right. No. All right, not going to let it drag me down. If she doesn't want me, I'm sure there are plenty of other women out there who might.
Listen, I'm sure it's all going to work out.
Yeah, well, I hope so for her sake. I mean, she could end up a divorced 40-year-old living in her parents' basement.
Hey, oh, come on. You go. You eat your potatoes. See how good they are? Come on. These are yummy. Watch my... See? Yeah, they're good. They're yummy. Come on. You like potatoes. And look, you haven't even touched your corn. Come on.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
How did it go? And please don't give up too much information. How'd the sonogram go?
Ray, you are not going to believe...
You're giving it away right there.
I didn't even say anything.
You had that it's a girl look on your face.
Not.
So, oh, so see, now you're telling me that it's a boy now.
Stop yelling. You're making me hungry.
I'll stop yelling if you stop telling me what the baby is. Just tell me, is it healthy?
Yes.
That's enough.
And...
Ba-ba-ba!
Fine. Okay. You'll find out in 4 months.
Thank you. So you're thinking of names now?
Yeah, a little.
Are you thinking of names like Jeffrey?
Do you want to know?
No,
or not?
No, no. Unless you can't rest until I know.
Okay, come here, Ray. Come on. Just come here.
Should I?
Yes, come on. Sit down.
You know already, right?
This. Look at this, okay?
I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
Okay, let me show you your handiwork. There's a leg.
Yep. Right.
That's another leg.
Uh-huh.
And, what's that in between?
Is that an arm?
It's not an arm.
You're damn right it's not an arm! I knew it was a boy. Oh, you did it, Bulbus. Oh, this is unbelievable. A girl would have been great,
yeah.
Too, but it's a boy.
Okay, wait, come here.
God.
Come here, I gotta tell you something
else. I'm dizzy.
Come here, look. Come here. Okay. There's his little something.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at him.
Cute, right? And then there is another little something.
What does that mean?
It's twins, Ray.
What?
It's just two boys.
What, right now? In here?
Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Oh. I can't. It's fantastic. Somebody has to show me how to do a cartwheel right now.
Look at me.
But how does that happen? Twins don't run in our family. I'll bet it's because I switched to boxers. Huh? Oh, did I kiss you already?
Yeah, but you can.
Oh, show me again.
See? There's a little something.
Uh-huh.
And there's another little
Am
something.
Am I a man or what? In school, they used to play keep away with my hat. Oh, look at me now.
Shut up, baby.
You know, when you showed me two somethings, twins didn't pop into my head. For a second, I thought my son was going to make a living winning bar bets. Oh, this is great.
Oh, God, this is so wonderful. I've never seen you this way.
What? You've never given me twin sons before. Oh, this is the greatest. It's the greatest. Everything I've ever wanted. It's like I'm never going to worry about anything ever again. Oh, no.
What are you talking about? Get everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, but where are we gonna put it?
Here's a two-bedroom apartment in Elmont.
Elmont? No. Take a look. Here's the tri-state area. Now, here's where my mom and dad live. So anything within this circle is too close to my parents' house.
That away. They're gonna be here any minute.
You're not listening. If my mom can cook sauce and get it to our house before it's cold, she's gonna be over every day. We'll call this the hot zone.
I like her sauce.
Let me finish, please. Now, anything within this zone is gonna be about a once a week visit. Okay, now here, farthest away, best zone, right? Wrong! Because if we move here and they visit, they become overnight guests. Okay, so the middle zone is our target area. It's too close for an overnight, too far for sauce.
Well, speak for yourself, Ray, because I have no problem with your parents. Ray, take it down, okay? Put it away.
I brought you some whole milk. Allie needs more calcium now that she's walking.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey. Oh, there's Allie. Let me get a few whiffs from the fountain of youth. There it is. I'm sucking in the youth. There's the magic.
Dad, you're slobbering.
Oh, come on. Leave him alone. He's cute.
Good door, cutie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Robert.
Where's Joanne?
Not coming. We had a fight.
What's the matter? She catch you smiling?
We're glad you're here, Robert, because we have some news.
Hey, let me tell him.
What? What is it?
Sit down. Deborah went for a sonogram today.
What are we having?
Take a guess.
Well, you already have a girl, so with Raymond's luck, I'm guessing a boy?
No.
A girl? You're having another girl? You could have two girls.
It's twin boys.
Oh, my God!
Two sons! It's a dynasty!
Oh, Well, look at Raymond go.
Incredible, isn't it incredible?
Oh, incredible. Oh, honey, how are you? How do you feel? Huh? You hungry? You want me to make you something?
No, no, I'm okay.
Because you should eat whatever you want.
Oh, she is. Believe me, she is.
Because if a pregnant woman craves something and doesn't get it, the baby's born with a birthmark shaped just like that food.
That's why Ray has a big cannoli on his ass.
I'll bring you over a meatloaf tomorrow.
Oh, I would love that, Marie, but, you know, Ray and I are going to go look at some bigger apartments tomorrow.
Hey, hey, what's that? You're moving?
Why don't you use your father? He still has his broker's license.
Yeah, I got a little house that'd be just perfect for you.
A house?
Sure, a house. Picket fence, twin boys. What a pretty picture.
I got a little exclusive that fell right into my lap.
Yeah, Dad, you know, we're not looking for houses.
Well, why not?
We can't afford it.
What afford? No money down, no points, balloon at the end. Siegfried and Roy will be out of school before you make your first payment.
Where is it?
It's in a great neighborhood out on the island.
Siegfried and Roy.
It's a great place to raise kids.
Oh, my God, Ray, we should look at it.
Yeah, good schools, easy commute.
I guess it wouldn't hurt to take a look at it.
It's wonderful. And you'll never find better neighbors, I mean, than the couple that live across the street.
Who are they? Kidding.
No.
How about that yacht?
Oh, it's nice. Really big, Frank.
Nothing more important in a kid's life than a big backyard. Pitch a tent, bury a cat. Remember Whiskers?
Yeah, Dad.
Still in our yard if you want to pay your respects.
Really a great house, Frank.
Yeah, and we're right across the street. You know the three rules of real estate. Location, location, location.
Yeah, great location. You know, why don't I just talk to Deborah for a minute or two?
Okay, you go ahead. I'll just go upstairs and turn the lights off before we lock up. Help yourself to coffee and donuts. They're complimentary.
We might not have to move, really.
Well, we need a bigger place, Ray. We're having twins.
Well, how big a place do they need? Look where they live now.
Can I ask you something? When are you going to get over your parents?
You don't understand what they're like. They're going to get you, too.
I know what they're like, Ray. They're very nice people.
No! You only see them every other month. It's not the same.
You know, you're overreacting. Completely overreacting.
Close your eyes for a second.
Why?
Just close your eyes. I want to show you something.
What are you doing?
See? Okay, that's my mom and dad right there. They're just a little annoying. Now, if I don't do that for another 2 months, hey, that's not too bad. I could almost live with that. We move across the street from them. How does this feel? Doink, 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 doink. You see? They get you.
Look, first of all, your parents are not this, okay? Secondly, they're not going to be over every day.
Oh, you poor, blind, fat lady. This is not the house for us. That's all. We have to keep looking.
I don't want to keep looking.
Why? Why? We can find something else just like this.
But this house is right by your parents.
Oh, my God. Do you hear what you're saying? It's the hormones. Tell me it's the hormones. You got twice the hormones going now. You don't know what you're saying.
Okay. In 4 months, we're going to have 3 kids, okay? I'm going to need all the help I can get. Who better to help us than your parents?
The devil.
You remember how much work it was when Allie was born? And, you know, no offense, but you were... you.
Well, all right, I'll quit softball.
Get it, Ray. Your parents living across the street is the big selling point here. You know, I know that you don't see it now, but in time you will come to realize what a blessing it is to have your family so close. Come on, Ray. Our two boys, huh? Don't we want to give them everything? Let's give them Grandma and Grandpa, too, huh? Oh, thank you! Oh, I love you, Ray. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, my heart! Hey, guess what? We're taking it.
Ah, that's great. That's great. You won't be sorry. I tell you something else I just learned about this house. That plumbing can take a punch.
Oh, my God. What did I do? What did I do?
Pretty stupid, huh?
Oh, I'll say. You know this was all your fault.
Me?
Hey, what did I know? I was carrying twins. I had no blood in my brain.
Hey, my shorts dry yet?
Listen, sweetie, the pot roast, I did all I could. It didn't make it. But I brought you some ziti for your company. You can tell them that you made it.
Where do you want them, Ma?
Here, yeah, right in there, sweetie. Just moved into the restaurant. Yeah. Right there. Good. Oh, these potatoes are no good.
What do you mean? We love these potatoes. Look at this. It's a potato for the
No, 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 no. Don't give him that. I'll make him some good potatoes.
So, when we can't afford to move, mm-hmm. Where do you want to go?
Well, here's Earth, your parents' planet. Let's call this the hot zone.